The Clyde Beatty Show. The world's greatest wild animal trainer, Clyde Beatty, with another exciting story transcribed from his brilliant career. This master of the big cats captures ferocious jungle beasts and brings them to perform under the big top in the circus, where there are always thrills, action, and danger. Hundreds of dramatic behind-the-scenes adventures are all part of the Clyde Beatty story. Here is the story of Wumbo's strange pet.
Ever since my first visit to northern Rhodesia, I've considered it one of Africa's most fascinating countries, with its unbelievable abundance of wild animals of all kinds. However, it was on my second visit just a few years ago that Harriet and I ran into a very strange situation. Our safari had been outfitted in Lusaka, the capital of northern Rhodesia. Then, with our guide Stuart and a native gun bearer, we headed west by truck across the rolling grassy belt.
We should arrive at the village of Mulobizi in an hour or so. That's where we'll make our headquarters.
That's good, Stuart. We can't arrive too soon to suit me. This truck isn't exactly a limousine. How are you doing, Harriet?
Oh, I'm all right, Clyde. But I won't argue about the merits of this truck.
Why, we've got it soft up here on this seat. Think of poor Boku back there on the supplies.
Oh, I've been thinking of him, Mr. Stuart. If this doesn't cause him to give up being a gun bearer, I don't know what will.
Well, maybe someday they'll build some roads through this part of the country. This trail we're on certainly can't be called a road anyway.
You're right. But I hope they never build any highways in this part of Rhodesia.
Why do you say that, Mr. Stuart?
Just being selfish. The moment they build roads through here, the animals will move further away. And since hunting and capturing wild animals is my business, I don't fancy having to go any further for them.
I don't blame you. But I've noticed a lot of the big game doesn't seem the least bit afraid of the truck.
The larger animals are usually more curious than afraid. I've even seen times where... Hello. What's this?
Uh-oh. Steam. The radiator must be out of water.
That's it, all right. Have to stop and fill it.
Oh, we've got plenty of water in the back, haven't we?
Yes, but no use wasting good drinking water. There's a water hole just over there. We'll get some of that. Boku! Fetch bucket! Tarabo!
Yes, Juana. Boku, yes.
Just let me get my rifle from behind the seat here. All right. Come along.
Come on. This grass is almost waist high. Can you make it all right, honey?
Oh, yes. And I'm glad of the chance to stretch my legs a bit.
Me too. I wish we had time to take a quick swim in the water hole.
If it's as muddy as most, I think you'll change your mind about that, baby.
Wanna look, see that water hole.
What? Yes, I see.
What is it?
A rhino.
Stand perfectly still. He hasn't seen us yet.
Oh, what an ugly, ferocious-looking brute.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't want to play games.
He's turning. He's caught our scent.
Will he charge?
The odds are 10 to 1 he will if he sees us. And if he does, just keep your fingers crossed.
We return to Clyde Beatty in just a moment. And now, back to Clyde Beatty's adventure, Wumbo's Strange Pet.
The four of us stood like statues as the big rhino at the edge of the waterhole turned in our direction. With a snort of rage, he lowered his ugly head and charged.
Clyde, why doesn't he shoot?
Steady, honey. He's got to make sure the first shot counts. Good shooting, Stuart. Oh, that did it.
Oh, thank heaven.
Well, he won't bother us now. But we mustn't waste any time. There may be more around here.
That's right. Let's get that water and be on our way.
Boku, go fill bucket. We watch for animals.
Yes, Buona, Stuart.
Now, let's see. It's just after 3 now. If we hurry, we'll still get to Mulobizi well before dark. Well, here we are. Just ahead there.
What? It looks like any other native kraal. A cluster of huts surrounded by the usual thorn bush wall.
You expected something like Omaha, maybe?
Oh, no, of course not. But I thought it would be a bigger village than this.
Well, we'll be able to make camp inside the kraal, I'm sure. And And we'll be able to hire all the native help we'll need.
Sure, with all the supplies and trinkets we brought along to barter with, they'll be fighting for the privilege.
Clyde, look, at the edge of the kraal there.
Well, I'll be. A full-grown giraffe.
And a native boy standing beside us. It's Kane.
That is an unusual sight.
Clyde, you've always said you wanted a giraffe for our winter quarters zoo in Fort Lauderdale. Maybe this is your chance.
Of course. And believe me, it's a beastly job trying to run one down and capture it alive.
Let's stop and have a good look before we go on in, huh?
Righto.
Come on, honey. Let's go talk to this little fella,
huh? Oh, all right. He doesn't look to be more than 10 or 12 years old.
He sees us coming. Look at those bright eyes and that grin. Hi there, youngster.
Buona. Very buona, buona.
What's your name, son?
Me call Wombo Buona.
Wombo, huh? Oh, my name's Beatty.
Beatty? This your number one wife, Buona?
My one and only, in fact.
That's quite an animal, Wombo. We didn't know giraffes ever got so tame.
Oh, Raffy, very tame. Look, see this. Wombo give Raffy leaves.
Look at that long neck bend down to the leaves, honey.
Wombo, what are you doing?
Well, he's locked his arms around the giraffe's neck.
Wombo, be careful. He's going to straighten up again.
Well, for...
Oh, glad he's hung on. If he lets go now, he'll drop 15 feet.
You look, see now, Wombo.
He's a straddle right behind the giraffe's head, and now...
He's sliding down.
Hey, that looks like fun. You want to try it, honey?
No, thank you.
How you like Wombo?
Well, that's quite an act, Wombo.
Wombo, do again.
Later, Wombo. Right now, we've got to go...
I think Mr. Stewart's getting impatient at that.
Yeah, we'd better get on inside the kraal and pay our respects to the headman. See you later, Wombo.
Here, we bring you gift, headman. The finest hunting knife in all Africa.
That very good knife.
Ida, Ildegard von.
Headman say much thanks to white hunters. My village, yours.
Thank you, headman.
We have many things to give you, headman, in exchange for your help. It is agreed?
We help you. You come for hunt lions?
Yes. Lions and other animals, too.
Good. We kill much lions.
No kill lions, headman. Take lions alive.
Take alive? Why no kill lions?
Need lions for circus. Take back to America for circus. Perform in big cage.
Circus. Big cage. Not know about.
We'll explain later, headman. Right now, we'd like to get our tent set up and make camp.
Ah. I send women put up tent.
No thanks, but we can do it all right. And, Stuart, remember?
Oh, yes, the giraffe. I almost forgot. Headman, outside kraal, we see giraffe. Raffy, who belong to?
Raffy belong nobody, everybody.
What? Doesn't somebody in Mulobizi claim that animal?
Raffy come Mulobizi when little. All time stay here, get big.
I see. Well, we would like to buy Raffy, but who can we pay?
You want Raffy? You pay.
Yes, we trade goods for giraffe. But of course...
Raffy belong whole village. Make much trouble all time. We trade. My people glad for trade. Get rid of Raffy.
Good. Looks like we've got ourselves a giraffe, Stuart.
This is a piece of luck. They're happy to get rid of it.
It is agreed. We make bargain, headman.
Make bargain.
Fine.
We go make camp now. In morning, need 10 good men. Early. You fix?
Me fix.
All right, come along, Beatty. It'll be dark soon, and we've lots of work to do.
There. That's the last steak, honey. You got the cot set up?
They're all set. And they look mighty inviting, too.
I bet they do. I'm a bit on the tired side myself. What's for supper?
Oh, I haven't given it a thought, but...
Buona, baby.
Huh? Oh, it's Wombo. Hi there.
Buona, I have just heard bad things. I come, you tell it not so.
Wait a minute. Now, what are you trying to say?
Men of village, They say you trade things for Raffy. That not true, is it, Juana?
Oh, he's talking about the deal you made for the giraffe, Clyde.
Oh, well...
They say you take Raffy far away.
Well, yes, but we'll take good care of him, Wombo.
You not take Raffy away. Wombo not let you.
Oh, but Wombo, the men said he was a pest. They want to trade him for things your people need.
Raffy no belong them. They have no right.
We understood he sort of belonged to the whole village, Wombo. We didn't know you'd be upset this way. But we've made a bargain with the headman. Maybe you'd better go talk to him.
Yes, Wombo go talk with headman.
Poor boy.
Yeah, I never expected to see such devotion. I'll tell the headman to forget the whole thing in the morning.
Oh, good. And now I'll get out the can opener and fix you men a good home-cooked meal.
Here you are. That should be plenty of cartridges to last a while, Beatty.
Thanks. My rifle's all checked and ready in case I need it.
What time are we starting in the morning?
Oh, somewhere around 5:30, I should imagine.
Well, in that case, we should turn in. It's almost midnight. Anything else we need to do first?
No, I think we're in pretty good shape now. Here, better take one of the lanterns with you.
Oh, all right. Oh, you ready, Harry?
Oh, yes. I can hardly hold my eyes open. Listen.
Sounds like we're about to have visitors.
That's funny. It's not like the natives to pay a social call at this hour.
Well, let's have a look here. Well, it's the headman. Come in.
Come tell you. Bargain on Raffy. No can make now.
Oh, is that all? It's okay, headman. Wombo talked to us, too, and he can keep the giraffe. We'll get another one.
Wombo, bad small boy. He steal Raffy. Better he no come back, Mulobisi. My people angry.
Wombo stole the giraffe.
Wombo take Raffy. Leave Kral. He gone.
That crazy kid skipped out into the veldt?
You mean he ran off with that giraffe because he's afraid we'd take the animal?
Bad small boy.
That seems to be just what happened. We'd better find him before a lion does.
Oh, Clyde.
He's right, Mrs. Beatty. With all the wild animals prowling the veldt, the boy doesn't stand a chance.
Clyde Beatty will return in just a moment. Now, back to Clyde Beatty and Wombo's Strange Pet.
When we first talked of buying Raffy the giraffe, we had no idea we'd cause a small boy to run off to almost certain death. News of Wombo's disappearance horrified us, but we were helpless to do anything until daylight, so Harriet, Stewart, and I waited impatiently in our tent for the first gray streaks of dawn to appear.
We can leave in a few minutes, Beatty.
Oh, good.
Clyde, please, won't you let me go, too?
No, honey, I think it's best if you stay here. Try and get some rest.
But why? Why can't I go?
Honey, if we're lucky, we'll find Wombo. If not, I don't want you to see what a wild animal might have done to him.
Oh, Clyde, don't even think that.
If I only had sense enough to realize Wombo'd considered the giraffe his own personal property.
You couldn't be expected to know that, Clyde.
Of course not. And if we do find the boy safe, I'm afraid he doesn't have much future around Mulobisi.
What do you mean, Mr. Stewart?
The men of the village are pretty steamed up about his running off with that animal. They figure he's stolen something that belonged to everybody, and something they could exchange for a lot of valuable goods.
Well, after all, he's just a boy. They can't really do anything drastic to him.
Oh, can't they now? I've seen boys thrown out of villages for less, cast out into jungles and told never to return.
Oh, how awful.
I know it's cruel, but the ways of Africa are often harsh and difficult for us to understand.
Well, they surely aren't going to do anything like that to Wombo. I won't let them.
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it, shall we, honey?
Right. I think we'd best be going now.
Boku! Boku! Are you ready to leave?
Ready, Bwana. We go now?
Yes.
Let's get to the truck.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Goodbye, Clyde. And good luck.
We may need it. By Jove, after 15 years in this business, I wind up hunting a small boy and a tame giraffe.
We drove the truck outside the kraal to the edge of the tall veldt grass where we hoped to pick up the start of Wombo's trail. Stewart and I stayed in the truck cab and followed Boku as he walked slowly ahead, peering intently at the ground in the dim early morning light.
We've almost completed a circle of the kraal. I thought surely Boku would have picked up the trail before this.
It must be tough to see much in this light.
It is for us. But if there's a trail to be found, I'm sure Boku will find it.
Hold it, Stuart. He stopped up there.
What is it, Boku? Have you found the trail? Good boy, Boku. Get on the front fender. Now you can see better from up there.
Yes, Warner.
I'll not drive too fast. You point where you want us to go, understand?
Yes, Warner. We go now.
Boku must have a pair of eyes like an eagle, Stuart. I can't see any indication that this grass has been bent over.
Neither can I. But he can see better from up on the fender there. You can bet we're on the right trail.
Any idea how far we've come from the village?
Oh, I'd say 5, possibly 6 miles. We should catch up to them soon. The boy certainly couldn't ride on the giraffe's back, and walking this distance is sure to have slowed him down.
Wait a second, Stuart. Boku's motioning from the fender.
He wants to stop again.
You don't suppose he's lost the trail, do you?
I don't know. What's the matter, Boku?
One step close, look, see, Buona.
Come on, let's see what he's found.
All right.
Buona. Buona. You look, see.
All right, all right. Now, what is it?
Buona. Small boy and Rafi. Not only tracks we follow.
What do you mean, Boku?
Look, see, Buona. You.
Good heavens.
Lion track.
Yes, Buona. Lion follow Rafi and small boy.
I was afraid of this. Come on, we've got to hurry.
Get
back on the fender there, Boku.
Yes, Buona.
I wonder how long that cat's been stalking them.
Hard to tell, but I hope not for long.
Let me get my rifle from behind the seat here.
Keep it ready, baby. You may need it shortly.
Watch it, Stuart. Boku's pointing toward the left there.
They've turned again. Did you see any sign of them?
No, I still haven't caught sight of them.
We'll be over this rise of ground in a moment.
Oh, that poor kid. I wonder if he knows there's a lion trailing him.
Let's hope he doesn't. If he sees the lion and tried to run for it, he's a goner for sure.
He'd do better to stick right beside the giraffe, wouldn't he?
Yes. Strange as it may seem, a lion will think twice before attacking a giraffe. They don't like those sharp hooves, you know.
So I've heard.
We're coming up over the top of the knoll. Keep a sharp lookout now.
Boku's pointing straight ahead. There they are.
I see them.
And there's the lion just a few yards behind them. Speed it up, Stuart.
All right. But we can't get all the way to them. There's a gully between us. We won't be able to cross in the truck.
Well, get as close as you can. We'll go the rest of the way on foot.
Righto.
Wumbo's seen us. He and the giraffe have stopped.
Good. Hold on.
All right.
This is as far as we can go.
Hurry, Wumbo.
Wumbo. Wumbo, stay where you are.
Where's that lion now?
He's hidden in the grass. I can't see him.
Buona. There. Lion.
I see him.
Buona. He's going for small boy.
He's charging them, baby. Shoot.
Buona. Buona.
You hit him. Look out. He's turning. He's coming this way.
Stand by, Boku.
That did it, baby. You dropped him.
Wumbo. Wumbo. You all right, fella?
Wumbo all right, Buona.
Oh, you had us plenty worried.
You don't know how close you came to being killed, boy.
Wumbo, no. Wumbo, thank Buona for shoot line.
Well, no use standing around here, I guess. Let's get back to Mulobizi.
Yeah, come on, Wumbo.
No, Wumbo, no, go back.
Now, wait a minute. We just chased you all over the belt. Let's don't overdo this. You're coming back with us, Wumbo.
No. Wumbo not let you take Rappy away.
He still thinks we want that giraffe.
Don't worry. We're not going to take your pet, Wumbo. I give you my word, you can keep Rappy.
You not take Wumbo keep Rappy?
That's right. If I'd known how you felt about him, I wouldn't have thought of taking him away in the first place.
Wumbo feel much good now. Oh, but Wumbo not can go back to Mulobizi. Headman not...
Now, don't worry about him. We'll fix everything with a headman.
Shall we go?
Yes, but...
What's the matter, Beatty? You act as if you'd never seen this giraffe before. Why are you...
Uh, Wambo?
Yes, Buono.
Wambo, can you make him bend his head down here?
Oh, yes, Buono. Raffi, Kulabanganzo.
Beatty, what on earth are you going to do?
Don't you tell Harriet. But just once, I want to try sliding down his neck.
And now, here is the star of our show, Clyde Beatty.
Well, it was nice to see Wombo happy again when he knew he could keep his strange pet. And there'll be quite an adventure in store for you the next time we meet.
Stories are based upon incidents in the career of the world-famous Clyde Beatty and the Clyde Beatty Circus. The Clyde Beatty Show is produced and transcribed by Shirley Thomas, written by Robert T. Smith and Frank Hartausig. Music composed and conducted by Albert Glasser. All names used were fictional, and any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is a Commodore production.
This is Arch Obler. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you, all in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead, who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around.
Do you hear that? Now, don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, no, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something... Oh, no. Dead. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer... And closer. Decay, the odor of decay. You almost smell it, can't you now? Don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck. Touching your neck. No. You weren't scared, were you? All right, to continue on our challenge in horror, let me try you with the psychotype. You know the sort of thing, sick horror. We see it in the motion picture theaters. The man stabs the girl through the shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. You actually want to try out with some of this psychotype of horror? All right. Here is some of the sickest.
Oh, How nice of you to come and visit me. I do not often have visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Oh, sit down, sit down. Please do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal, and I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is how do you Americans say it? A package dinner? Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. And this all? Again you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I am psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry. I like to eat brains.
Permit me now to try you out with one of my own favorite type of horrors. This is a sort that after it starts, pretty soon you just can't stand it and you want it to stop, but it doesn't stop, and when it stops, you're sorry that it stopped. Listen to A Day at the Dentist.
Any more patients, nurse?
Yes, one just came in. He hasn't an appointment, but he says it's an emergency.
Oh, do I know him? What's his name?
His name is Fred Houseman.
Houseman? Fred? Are you sure?
Yes, do you know him?
No, oh no. Show him in. And Miss Case, you...
It isn't time.
I said you could go home now.
Yes, doctor. The doctor will see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, sir, come in. I'll see you in the morning, nurse. And when you go out, lock the outer door. Mr. Houseman will be my last patient.
Yes, doctor.
I said, come in, sir, come in.
Thank you, doctor, for seeing me without an appointment.
It's my pleasure. Oh, will you get in the chair?
Oh, thank you. You know, I used to come here to Dr. Charles. I didn't know you'd taken over.
Mm-hmm. Are you all comfortable?
Yes, indeed.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I have a toothache. A tarantula.
Oh, yes. We can fix that in a hurry. Nothing serious?
Say, are you sure it's painless, doctor? It's funny me saying that, but here I used to play football and wrestle, but there's one thing I sure can't stand is a little pain. You know, drilling and things like that.
Oh, no. No pain.
Well, the straps. Why are you strapping me in?
Oh, don't be alarmed. In order to keep this painless... There must be absolutely no movement.
Oh.
There you are. Snug as a bug in a rug. That's a curious thing to call you, isn't it? You're no bug. You're the lover type, aren't you?
Why?
When I first heard your name, I wasn't sure, but when you came through the door, I...
What the hell is this?
Mary Elson.
Mary? What do you mean?
Surely you haven't forgotten Mary, lover boy. What you did to her was very special, wasn't it? Worth remembering. Worth talking about. Worth slobbering over.
Who the hell are you?
Her husband.
What? Let me out of here.
No, you won't break those straps. They've been waiting just for you. That's why I bought out Dr. Charles' practice. Because I knew that sooner or later you'd come back to him. The painless dentist. Now you're here. Now you're here.
What? The drill? What are you going to do?
Nothing important. Just going to drill a little hole to let out some of Lover Boy.
Oh, no. No, what are you going to do? What? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, please. Please. No. 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 No.
Yes, Lover Boy.
Now that you've stopped laughing, let's consider the great open spaces of our noble West. In other words, television-type horror.
Say, give me a chaw, will you? That greaser's taking it hard, ain't he? So he got a wife and kids. So who told him to get a wife and kids? Hanging from a tree, he'll keep them rustlers off our range, won't he? So what do we want the sheriff for? That's a greaser, ain't it? And he's tied up on a horse. Noose around a tree in his neck, ain't it? So if somebody was to shoot off a gun, accidental-like, that horse would take off, wouldn't he? And we could head for town and a drink, couldn't we? So I got a careless gun.